Welcome to another edition of Virtus Voices Podcasts. My name is Joe Terranova, Chief Market Strategist at Virtus Investment Partners. It is my pleasure to welcome David Grumhouse, Jr., Co-Chief Investment Officer and Senior Portfolio Manager at Duff & Phelps Investment Management. Mr. Grumhouse leads the firm's investment team, including portfolio management and research. He also serves as a senior investor for Duff & Phelps Energy Strategies. I'm pleased, David, you could join us. Welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
David, if you could, let's begin by getting a brief overview of Duff & Phelps itself. Tell us a little bit about the strategies, about the culture, and the overall investment management team and process.
Sure, Joe. So Duff & Phelps Investment Management pursues specialized investment strategies focused on real assets. Founded 90 years ago with the objective of providing exceptional fundamental research on utilities to institutional investors, we continue to build on that distinguished legacy and have earned a reputation as a leader in investing in global listed infrastructure, global listed real estate, and energy and MLPs.
So David, one of the reasons that I invited you for this edition of Virtus Voices Podcasts is because energy, both natural gas and oil, have been in the business headlines of recently. Natural gas for the month of August is 35% higher, while crude oil is maintaining its price level above $40. Can you just briefly walk us through both those environments, maybe begin with oil, as that seems to be more topical for investors?
Sure, Joe. As you know, energy markets have been very tough. COVID-19 had significant downward effect on energy demand, and that has impacted both the commodities and the energy stocks. Energy is by far the worst performing S&P sector this year. Now, oil prices have climbed a long way back since they actually went negative in April, but even at $40, most producers can't make any money. Remember, oil spent almost 5 years from 2010 to 2014 at $80 to $100, and even averaged $57 in 2017 to 2019. Interestingly, the bright spot in energy has been natural gas. After being flat on its back and in the shadow of oil for many years, a bull case for natural gas has actually emerged. As you mentioned, front month natural gas prices are up a dollar from their $1.40 lows. And more importantly, the 12-month strip, so that's the average price for gas over the next 12 months, is at $2.85, with prices this winter above $3.20.
So for natural gas, David, is it a fundamental or weather-related bullish recovery that we're experiencing here in the last few weeks?
I would actually say it's fundamental. So over the last few years, the U.S. has actually seen good natural gas demand growth driven by the switch from coal plants to gas plants and the emergence of U.S. LNG. But the U.S. market has simply been overwhelmed by supply, which is being driven by associated gas from the big shale basins like the Permian and the Bakken. Associated gas is simply the byproduct natural gas that emerges from oil drilling. And producers will basically give it away because their economics are dictated by the oil. So to put this in context, the U.S. gas market is roughly 90 billion cubic feet a day, and associated gas has grown by 10 BCF a day over the past 4 years. So what has happened this year was that oil production in the U.S. has plummeted roughly 15 to 20% due to COVID, and the associated gas production has followed. So the amount of associated gas is expected to be down 5 BCF a day next year. So if demand plays out as expected, the U.S. will be way undersupplied, which will force prices higher to incent more production. And that is what we are starting to see play out.
So I like that there's a fundamental tailwind behind the price recovery. The concern that I might have and other investors might have is natural gas is highly sensitive to weather conditions. Does that pose a risk looking forward into the future that potentially the tailwind from strong fundamentals would be offset by weather-related headwinds?
That is absolutely the number one risk to natural gas. Home heating is a big user of demand, and it is very sensitive to weather. It doesn't have to be super cold this winter, but we have to have a quote-unquote normal winter temperatures. We have had very warm winters in the last few years, and if this winter turns out to be another dud, gas prices will fall quickly. Interestingly, it is not just the weather in the U.S., but also weather in Asia and Europe. LNG, which is essentially the exporting of natural gas, now represents a meaningful part of the overall demand picture for U.S. gas. However, there has to be demand for these LNG cargoes. If it is warm in Asia and Europe, the cargoes will get canceled. We already saw this play out this summer when natural gas first began to rally in May, but then sputtered as LNG demand went from about 10 BCF a day in March to 3 BCF a day in July.
So it appears that there's stabilization. That would be the word that I would use to identify the recovery both in oil and in natural gas. You've communicated to us the potential risks that could lie ahead, specifically for natural gas as it relates to weather. But how should we be thinking, understanding the risks and understanding that we have seen stabilization? How do we think about investing, whether it's in natural gas or oil-related derivatives?
I think you're going to have to continue to watch what goes on with COVID and demand. I would say right now that I think the U.S. natural gas picture, the natural gas picture overall, is more interesting than the oil picture. Typically, oil and natural gas have been very correlated because both are very dependent on global economic growth, especially in Asia. Now we are in sort of this unique situation where low oil prices and lower U.S. oil production are actually good for North American natural gas. Right now, natural gas, both the commodity and the stocks, are outperforming oil stocks. And so I think if you want some exposure to this deep value energy sector, natural gas may be a better place to play.
So it sounds as if, David, you're offering to us that natural gas, although challenged from a price and supply and demand perspective in the last couple of years, it's not going anywhere. And it ultimately could be that bridge fuel that it's often identified as.
I think that's exactly right, Joe. You know, I would point out, contrary to what we've maybe read in the media or hear from my environmentalists, natural gas isn't going anywhere anytime soon. At the very least, it's an essential transitional fuel for the next 10, 20, maybe 30 years. As we are seeing with the blackouts in California right now, natural gas is a critical source of electric power. I would also say it's a lot cleaner and more efficient than both coal and oil, which we still have a lot of.
David, let's make that the last word. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate both your time and the information that you provided. To learn more about Duff & Phelps or any of the Virtus Investment Solutions, please visit virtus.com.